My story today is about a little girl named Mary who lived in New Brunswick. She had a little brother and a little sister. Mary was only 6 years old, and her little brother and her sister, Johnny and Ben. And they went out one day to walk, and they got way away from the home, and they sort of got lost. And night was coming on fast, and feeling sure that they could not make it home in the dark, Mary decided to make a little nest of seaweed for the tired little brother and sister and spend the night where they were. Mary gathered the seaweed, dry seaweed, which she stowed away in a little sheltered nook in some rocks, and she made a bed for her little brother and her sister. Fearing that the cold of the night might be too much for them, she took off most of her own clothing and covered them up. Then she went off to gather more seaweed to put on top of them. After some time, poor little Mary, getting more seaweed, she was so cold and tired that she fell down. Meanwhile, her mother and father at home were worried. They aroused the neighbors, and a search party went out to hunt for them. All night they searched without success. Then in the morning light, in the shelter of a rock, they found little Johnny and Beth, numb with cold, but otherwise all right. Not far away, however, they found the cold, lifeless form of little Mary. She had sacrificed her life to save her little brother and sister from certain death. Boys and girls, this story reminds me of another one who sacrificed his life to save boys and girls. Mary gave all that she had to save the one she loved. The Lord Jesus gave his life to save boys and girls and men and women, though they were sinners and enemies of his. Yet he died to save them because he loved them. Why don't you come to this loving Savior today? Say, I'm going to trust him as mine. I'm going to let him be the Savior of my life. He died for me. I'm going to trust him and love him for what he's done for me. Do it and be saved, for tomorrow might be too late.